Some of you may not know, others of you may not remember, but this Friday, July 1st, is a big day. Oh, I don't mean like a big day like last Friday when the British referendum pulled Great Britain out of the European Union, huh? But a big day nonetheless. It's our 16th anniversary as a parish community. So I want to say, first of all, a word of sincere thanks and appreciation to all of you, to many, many other people still in our parish and over the years who share to your stewardship service, to what a wonderful parish community we have together. But I got to tell you now, as much as 16 years seems like a long, long time since we started, last night I went to a 100th anniversary for St. Andrew's Church, where I went as a rookie priest. So we're still a teenage parish. Got a lot of growing still to do. But happy anniversary to you all. Well, no matter where your own personal political sensibilities lie, you may have the same experience over the last several months that I had in newspaper articles and commentaries and things about how many people are recognizing how difficult it is for us to hold on to what we might call civil discourse. An ability to talk with one another about issues that divide us, issues over which we have conflict, without falling into the trap of demeaning, and disregarding, and criticizing, and finding fault with the person who holds the other point of view. Think about that. Regardless of what political party it is, if there's 15 candidates, or 10 candidates, or 2 candidates, so much of the buzz that goes around is all to do with kind of condemning the person and losing sight of the issues. It's really hard to find a well-thought-out, reasonable, and thought-provoking assessment of what does our country really need for the next 4 years? And who is best suited to lead our country for the next 4 years? Because we get all piled up with all this other junk. Well, I'm not surprised. Because I listened in that gospel today when James and John, confronting the Samaritans who didn't welcome Jesus, said, "All right, Jesus, let's call fire from heaven and wipe them out." You ever feel like that about people who have a different point of view from you? People that don't seem to understand, they don't get it? Let's get rid of them and start all over. Sometimes we're right there with James and John. But please note, in the gospel, Jesus rebuked James and John. Jesus did not condemn people because of their point of view or their lifestyle or their practice of faith or absence of it. Jesus still treated others with respect even when he disagreed with them. He didn't endorse James and John's attitude. He gave us a different way of responding to each other even in our times of conflict, disagreement, misunderstanding. In a similar vein, in the second reading from St. Paul to the Galatians, Galatia was a community of Jewish Jews and Jewish Christians and Roman overlords in tremendous tumult. A lot of conflict and confusion, much like our own country today. Did you hear what Paul said? If you go on biting and devouring one another, watch out, because you might find yourselves consumed by each other and have nothing left. Paul says to the Galatians, as I believe Jesus offers to us, that the fundamental principle of our relations with each other needs to be that ancient Old Testament commandment that Jesus himself reprised, love your neighbor as yourself. To treat with respect and integrity those with whom we disagree, those with whom we don't see the same poor future, those who don't support what we believe in. Respect is the difference for a Christian believer. So I'm going to ask you just to do one thing between now and the close of our election season in November. Make a personal commitment yourself to mutually respectful discussion with those who have a different point of view than you. Share your point of view honestly, but respectfully with one another. Lots of times we feel like James and John, we'd like to give it to them. That's the time we most need to be more like Jesus.